I want to thank you for your courage today. I want to thank you for your determination today. I want to thank you for coming every week and every month and every demonstration since this insane policy began. Because we in our hearts, in this city, in this country, and around the world, in this great peace movement that we are now proudly a part of, we know we are on the right side of history. We know that we are moving in the right direction, and the President of the United States is moving us in the wrong direction. We know that the direction that the President of the United States is leading us can only create more terror, more violence, can only bring more heartache and agony and suffering to our shores and to other peoples throughout the world. This policy must end. This is the beginning of not only the end of this policy, this is the beginning of a new country. We're going to change the priorities of the United States of America. We're going to put people first, and we're going to make war obsolete. So I want to thank you today. I want to thank you for coming down here. I want to remind you that you are part of one of the greatest peace movements, one of the greatest anti-war movements in the history of the world. Think about that. Think about that as you walk away from this important gathering today. Think about the fact that when we demonstrate in Los Angeles, we are also demonstrating in San Francisco, in Washington, D.C., in London, in Rome, in Baghdad, in Vietnam, in Japan, in Tokyo, all over this world. We are more powerful. We are much more powerful than we may realize. So in the coming days and weeks, remember how strong you are. Make a commitment to peace. The proudest boast of any citizen anywhere is to be a peacemaker. Martin Luther King once said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God." You are all peacemakers. You are all on the right road. I love you. Keep fighting, and thank you very much. God bless you all.
Give me a hug. You are wonderful. Great, this is loud, isn't it? Let's have another round of applause. Born on the 4th of July, dedicating his life to social justice and peace, Ron Kovic. Let's really hear it for Ron, a real inspiration to all of us.